the way we saw it was that that whole tech piece is so huge for coming up with games, activities, being able to reach a broad audience in a very large scale at a very quick time. So by combining the two, we're able to kind of get the best of both worlds. We're able to get ideas, inspire the kids, but we're also able to get them just playing with equipment, falling in love with that type of equipment, and maybe that will allow them to experiment with it in the future.
Hello there, my name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's bonus episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If you're used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes, you are in for a treat today. This is a special bonus episode of the podcast in partnership with Activate. Now, just like on Tuesdays, these bonus episodes are designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for a different time of the school year. And if we mention something you'd like to check out, you'll find it in the show notes. All the links will be there. So don't forget to head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the links and resources from today's episode. This episode is brought to you by Activate, which is on a mission to reintroduce play in education at every level. Activate starts with a kit, literally a box, that has games, activities, brain teasers, and more that help kids engage with each other without being tied to the screen. And there's great news for teachers. Activate also comes with Play, an AI-powered app just for them that instantly curates activities in context. Have 13 kids, 10 minutes, 2 cans and a piece of paper, and maybe a student in a wheelchair? Well, Play will instantly give you an activity for exactly that scenario. For any and every scenario, check it out at unboxactivate.com. That's unbox, UNBOX, activate, ACTIV, and the number 8.com. Welcome to the podcast today. I am so excited to talk about AI and the power of play. But before we jump in, would love for listeners to hear a bit about your role in education. What does your day-to-day look like?
Yeah, so I'm not a teacher. I've never been a teacher, but I've been in this space for 15 years, founding a charity in Canada. And the idea behind it was teaching kids how to be leaders through play and physical activity. We've grown to thousands of schools. It went really well. But the day-to-day for me is, how can we find new and innovative ways to get kids playing, but to teach them through play and to do different things like that? So I don't have any kids of my own as well. So this is my one time into the kids market, but it's great. And yeah, love what we're seeing for sure.
So today, you know, we're talking about the power of play, which you shared you have experience with and in many different facets. So what does the term the power of play mean to you?
So the way I see play is when I was a kid. So it's more that whole free play, go out there, play football, play soccer, whatever it is on the playground, but just to go out there and do it. And I think one thing we don't see with it, with play nowadays, is we don't see just the benefits for kids. And we don't see that whole idea that they have to go out there, they get to go out there and be who they want to be. They get to be creative. They get to learn how to work with a team. They get to learn how to communicate. They learn all these skills that you don't necessarily learn in the classroom. And you can teach them so many things through play that will help create lifelong success and get them into that right space to be successful once they graduate. They're going to learn how to win and lose. They're going to learn how to coordinate with other people. They're going to learn how to work as a team. So there are a lot of benefits for something called play that goes a lot deeper than just tag, dodgeball, anything like that.
Right. Especially when we intentionally rename those components, or we're able to say, right, these are transferable skills because, right. And I don't know that it's always something that's as clear or explicit, right, as those opportunities present themselves for students, you know, and I wonder, especially for educators who, you know, have a lot going on, right, during the school day, what are some of the biggest challenges you see in integrating play-based learning into the school day or into the school week?
So with educators, they do have so much on their plate. Like, I think I was looking one time being like, what do educators have to do? And that list is huge. So the last thing educators want to do is go home at the end of the day and look at the forecast, see, hey, tomorrow's going to be an indoor recess day. What game should we play in the classroom, or what should we do? So it goes into that idea of having to research stuff. And the ideas online, they're great, but they're not necessarily tailored to what you want. Mm-hmm. And you'll see certain play organizations or activity organizations, and they're going to give suggestions. But what if you only have two students? Or what if you have 50 students? Or what if you only have like a piece of paper and a pen, but you want them to be active? And so those solutions aren't tailored. They're like a one size fits all. And if that doesn't fit, then you're left, oh, what am I going to do now? And so being an educator, you're thinking on your feet, you're working every day. And so every minute you have to spend going online, being like, oh, what's a good game to play at this situation at this time? Like, you're losing time when you could be helping a student with their homework. You could be helping them like with certain questions, talking with teachers, talking with parents, whatever it is. So I think the thing with play, it gets pushed to the wayside, rightfully so, because of everything going on. Mm-hmm. And so by doing that, kids aren't falling in love with play, and they're losing that idea that they can do it any space at any time.
And I think that just acknowledgement of the challenges, right, in a classroom setting with the time, with just like the brain capital of planning how we're going to make something happen, or going to a website that maybe has an okay set of ideas, but they're not really personalized or tailored, right, to a specific or to your, right, specific learning environment is absolutely a challenge. And, you know, we talk so much on the podcast about the ed tech, right, or the technology of it all. And we think of play and games and technology, a lot of times we envision, you know, I tried the Vision Pro on at the Apple store a couple weeks ago, right? Or we think about a student with like a handheld device, or like, you know, with the headphones on and doing all of that, you know, with the technology connection to gaming and play. But how else does technology have a role in increasing play and movement in educational environments?
Because we have so much access to technology, there are so many good ideas that you can use online to get kids to like find new games or find activities, but it does take time, unfortunately. But there are resources, and you can tap into certain things that will give you those games if you search hard enough. The problem, I think, with technology right now, there's a lot of good, but it's taken away the kids' ability to think on the fly. It's taken their way to come up with a game like we would have when we were kids, yeah. Like mm-hmm. where you're kind of just thrown outside by your parents and be like, hey, come home at when the bell rings, it's getting dark, that type of stuff. That doesn't happen as much anymore because kids are stuck on their devices. They're looking, there's a lot of benefits for it, but like there's a lot of benefits to putting that device down and getting mm-hmm. to play with each other. So kids are so reliant on technology to tell them what to do. That idea that they can play and play with simple things like a beanbag or a frisbee, whatever it is, it's kind of lost on them. So that's the way technology, there's a lot of good, but you can harness it in the right way.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny when you say about like the being pushed outside, like I remember just like collecting acorns for like whatever type of currency we were going to use it for, like in my backyard, right? Like I can't even think of what it was, right? But I just remember having piles of acorns and being like, this is the best, like that I have more almost as much as my sister or someone else, right, in the neighborhood, you know. And this idea of hands-on learning experiences, being out with a beanbag, being out with a soccer ball, right? What inspired you to focus on combining those hands-on learning experiences with the power of AI? Can you tell us a little bit about this AI and play connection?
The way we looked at it is we wanted, when we started this, to get kids off their devices, to get them active. But you also can't fight the way society is and the way society is going, and that's tech related. So by tying in an actual physical product with a digital solution and saying, hey, we're going to use this digital solution to actually get you off that solution, we're kind of going against the grain here, and we're doing something a little bit different. But the way we saw it was that that whole tech piece is so huge for coming up with games, activities, being able to reach a broad audience in a very large scale at a very quick time. So by combining the two, we're able to kind of get the best of both worlds. We're able to get ideas, inspire the kids, but we're also able to get them just playing with equipment, falling in love with that type of equipment, and maybe that will allow them to experiment with it in the future, test things out, try new things, and so forth.
And I think that connection between something that can be, right, an asset, a resource, particularly for an educator or, you know, a facilitator of different learning experiences, depending on, you know, what your role might be, right? Having that technology to help plan, to help gather ideas, to help personalize while giving kids a chance to be screen free, you know, for a little bit of time, right, during their day, really is a powerful connection between the tech piece and then the offline piece. So how does Activate use AI to personalize play-based learning for kids?
So the way we use it is we want to work with it and get people, obviously, as I will say a million times during this podcast, off their devices. Mm-hmm. So we've come up with certain prompts through it that basically you're putting down your grade, you're putting down your time, you're putting down what equipment you have, how many students and so forth, but you're also putting down your goal. So our objective. So this could be something, maybe you want the students to learn leadership. Maybe you want them to learn math, science, any of those SEL skills. We like kind of sky's the limit there. But the way we're using it is we want to be able to create that game in under 30 seconds so that the kids can go and thrive on the playground and do it. And it's amazing how once those kids start to see, oh, you can play a game with the soccer ball that isn't just soccer. Right. And that's how you're going to be able to create those lifelong fans of those sports. And we want to pull more people into play, into sports. And we can do that by using AI to tailor these games for those certain situations. Like, for example, let's say 4 kids finish their test 10 minutes early. And the teacher's like, well, I could get them to sit and go on their device. I could also get them to read, or I could give them the iPad, be like, choose a game, you know how to do it, and get them to go in the hallway and play a nice sitting game nice and quietly. Like, those kids are going to buy into that, and they're going to cause a lot less chaos in that classroom. And it's going to use both their mind, their body, and they're going to gain other skills as well. So we really are working with that AI piece to be that in-between solution where a lot of trouble can happen in the classroom.
Yeah. And just that idea, and, you know, I've spoken a lot about generative AI strategies over this past year, but this idea that a teacher could open up an app, say a little bit about the specifics, right, of their situation, what they have physically in front of them, what students are with them, what their goals are, and then generate a really personalized experience and have the resources, right, around them to send kids off with like something to do, something that's purposeful and intentional. You know, we think so much about AI as generating like other digital things, but this in this case is digital, you know, is generating a digital idea, but we're putting it out into the world, right, for this hands-on learning experience. And I think it's just such a great, unique example of what it looks like to leverage, right, this power of AI. So, you know, what advice do you have for educators who do want to incorporate more playful, maybe even AI supported, personalized learning experiences into their classroom?
So the way we've been able to see it with the kids is setting those times throughout the day to start where you're going to implement some sort of play activity and giving those kids the responsibility to run it. Like, Play Our app is meant for kids to run it. We don't want to add anything more to the educator's plate. We don't want you to have to read through, okay, this is how it's going to work. We want to make those kids read it, understand it, comprehend it, so they're going to learn literacy skills, are going to do that comprehension, then they're going to be the ones to lead the game. And by giving those kids the chance to be the leader there, they're going to take that ownership and actually thrive in it. So by handing off the iPad or the tablet to a kid and saying, hey, we have 30 kids, this, like, choose your journey here. Here's the equipment we have, and letting them go with it. Like, they're going to thrive and they will step up 100% of the time. And it's really important with those kids. They are going to make mistakes and they aren't going to necessarily get it right. Or they might not even get the instructions right. And the game might be a little bit different, but that's okay. That's cool. That's how they learn. And they're going to learn after it every time and be like, oh, I should have done this differently. And they're going to become that much stronger. So I think the thing that would be the biggest tip for us is just empowering those kids to actually take that leadership role, take a step back and let them guide the journey. They're going to make those mistakes. Don't feel like you have to step in. That's fine. Let them do it. And they're going to be a lot better off going forward as well.
Yeah. You know, and as you were saying that, I can just imagine the compromising, the leadership skills, right? The evaluation or the suggestions kids might make. And it's just a way to really, you know, do something, like I said, I've been talking about a lot, like gathering ideas or differentiating instruction, like leveraging AI in all these ways. Here's a way that might not be front of mind, right? When we think about sending an assignment to a student that we've made with the help of AI, but here we're empowering them and we're getting them away from the traditional valued tech forward experiences to really leveraging technology in a special way. So, you know, tell us more about Activate, Mike. What can it do? What does it look like to get started with? So listeners have a sense of what's possible with your offering.
With Activate, we have two aspects. So we have the physical product and then we have that digital solution. As we've mentioned, the physical product is simple. It is a box filled with equipment that can be used in a variety of ways. Our first box, our launch box for this year, is filled with soccer balls, bean bags, pickleball paddles, stacking cups. We have a bunch of different things. So it's good for both in the classroom and outside as well. Each box also works with up to 100 kids. So you can spread that equipment amongst three classes and everyone's going to be happy there. By tying in that AI app, that play app, you can use that with the equipment you have in the box, but you can also use it for any equipment you have in the school. So let's say you do have soccer balls. Let's say you have volleyballs, anything you can add in there, and that can be in your library of equipment to go forward as well. So by tying in the physical with the digital, we're able to get kids being active in a little bit of a different way. And the way to access it, we are doing our launch box this year. Next year, going into September, it is going to be a subscription-based service. So there's going to be a new box every 2 or 3 months with new equipment, new programming. We're never going to duplicate the stuff for at least 2 years. So you're always going to get something new and different that's going to tie into the more mental student or the more physical or the more emotional. We're going to make sure all those areas are covered. But the best way to do it is get the launch box this year. If you do get the launch box, you're going to get access to the app for until the end of June. With that, you and two other educators are going to have access to it as well. The cost for people who are listening to the podcast will be $199. So it's a low price point for what you're getting. I believe the equipment in the box is well over $400. We calculated that. So it's a good deal. You're going to get to test out the app. And if you subscribe, we've already had quite a few purchasers. You're going to get something a little extra for next school year at a very fraction of a cost. So keep that in mind that by joining now, you're going to be part of our list of activators and you're going to have some pretty special benefits going forward too.
Yeah. And anyone who follows me on Instagram, I have seen the box that you sent me to check out and explore. And there's so much stuff in there. It's fantastic. And the app is just, it's really wild to think about leveraging this type of, you know, big technology that many people have a healthy hesitation, right, for the AI adoption. That's the terminology I've been using for it. But at the same time, here's a really great use case where kids can get out and about. We're really empowering them. So this is just fantastic. And I will put links to all the things we talked about in the show notes for today. Is there a special way for people to connect with you or learn more about your work?
You can visit us online, unboxactivate.com. You can also just feel free to email me, mike@unboxactivate.com. I'm happy to answer any questions, happy to jump on a call, guide it, because I know we are different. We're a little unique of a company. And I just want to make people feel comfortable with it. But at the end of the day, we're just all about getting kids playing, getting them having a lot of fun, making that more joy in the classroom through that. We are very focused on play. We're not going to go outside that realm. And we have some pretty cool stuff planned for the future that's going to really ramp things up. So stay tuned for that. But other than that, yeah, we're excited to work with anyone and everyone who's interested.
Perfect. Well, I will make sure it's easy for everyone to get in touch with you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Monica. And I hope you have fun with those soccer balls. I know around the house already. So
yeah. So let's finish up this episode like we always do and make this EdTech easy with a few key points from the conversation. Use Activate to get personalized play ideas based on your class setup. Dedicate time for AI-generated, screen-free, active learning. Let students choose and lead playful activities. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from today's episode by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast, including all of the ways to connect with the team at Activate. A big thank you to our friends at Activate for sponsoring today's episode. They're using a blend of old school and new school to turn spaces between spaces into healthier places. Visit unboxactivate.com, that's UNBOX, activate.com, and use promo code ACTIVATEMONICA for $50 off your first box and 3 free months of play app access. If you're listening to today's episode, this bonus episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or maybe another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow or the subscribe button. When you follow along with the podcast, it's totally free to do it. Every new episode will download for you right away. That way you will not miss a thing. And if you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a rating or review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this episode when they're searching for topics like EdTech in their podcast app. Have a great week and hope to hear you on Tuesday, or at least hear from me next Tuesday for another new episode of the Easy EdTech podcast.